The race for a coronavirus vaccine could be nearing the finish line. Several biotech companies, including Cambridge-based Moderna, say they're in the last stages of clinical trials and could push for approval of their vaccines before the end of the year. Dr. Howard Koh, former Assistant Health and Human Services Secretary in the Obama administration, teaches at Harvard's T.H. Chan School of Public Health and joins us now by Skype to talk about this. Good morning, Doctor, and thanks for speaking to Morning Edition.
Good morning, Bob.
So let me ask, from what we know, how close do you think we are right now to have a company like Pfizer or Moderna actually have an approved coronavirus vaccine? Could it happen before the end of the year?
All of our colleagues on the front lines here in the industry and in government who are working together tell us that the odds are reasonably high. So we are really looking forward to this. If it's done right, and we also have high levels of acceptance from the public, that's really key, Bob, going forward.
A few companies have hit snags in their clinical trials. A volunteer in AstraZeneca's study died, even though they reportedly were not among those who received the vaccine. Do you have concerns that all of this is perhaps moving too quickly to fully assess the risks of any vaccine? Or, on the other side, are these concerns overblown?
Well, Bob, there's a lot of public concern that Operation Warp Speed, which carries the connotation that it's going very, very fast and in a timely way, is also potentially having corners cut. And no one wants that. And we want a vaccine that's safe and effective and authorized or approved by the FDA, but also meet the traditional standards for vaccine approval and distribution that have served the American public so well for decades.
So say we do end up having at least one company that shows good enough results from their trials to move forward into the approval stage starting next month. What would emergency authorization for the vaccine look like, that process? And when might we start seeing it be distributed?
Well, the very important process of vaccine approval and distribution requires lots of input from not just the government and pharmaceutical leaders, but also independent outside advisory groups, scientific experts, data and safety monitoring boards. And so having all those experts weigh in right now is absolutely key. There's a critical advisory committee to the FDA that's meeting, I believe, today. And there are others that advise the CDC and HHS in general. So having the input of all those scientific experts, having transparent data to analyze and having it being reported in medical journals, and then communicating the importance of vaccination going forward will be absolutely critical to keep trust and confidence at the highest level.
Well, I'm glad you mentioned today's meeting and are talking about this right now, because you've recently expressed concern that people won't trust a coronavirus vaccine and therefore might not take it, even if a panel of experts and the government says that it's safe. So how do health experts persuade the public to take the vaccine when it becomes available?
So, Bob, I've written an op-ed recently that talks about five key steps that I think federal leaders have to pursue right now to keep trust and confidence at the highest level. First of all, to make this COVID vaccine process one that's rigorous and adheres to the highest scientific standards. That involves the expert advisory groups, data and safety monitoring boards that I mentioned already, and making that information transparent and public and ultimately published in top medical journals. That's really very, very important as step one. And then secondly, we are already in seasonal flu efforts right now. And so making sure that the seasonal flu vaccination campaign is a success is absolutely critical to build confidence and serve as an on-ramp for a forthcoming COVID vaccination effort going forward. Third, it's really important that federal, state, and local leaders communicate the importance of both vaccination campaigns, show the American people that there is a system working on their behalf to protect them against threats. Fourth, we have to make sure that information being disseminated is accurate. There's too much misinformation on social media, for example, and that is not acceptable in the time of the worst pandemic in a century. And then fifth, Bob, we need to make sure that we have a global view on all this. If we focus only on COVID at home and not abroad, all we will do is assure that this pandemic recurs over and over again in this country. So doing this as part of a global partnership is really important.
Let me ask you Massachusetts-based question, if we might close that way. As a former state commissioner of public health, what do you make of rising coronavirus cases across the Commonwealth right now?
So many parts of the country are seeing rising cases, rising test positivity rates, rising hospitalizations. So Massachusetts has done actually better than many other states, but no one can let their guard down. And that's why promoting public health and prevention and making sure that these vaccine efforts are successful going forward is absolutely important right now.
Dr. Howard Koh from the Harvard T.H. Chan School of Public Health, thanks a lot for speaking to WBUR this morning. Thank you.
Bob, thanks so much for having me.